This is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. Before we go into today's discourse, just a few words. To thank you for your kindness and your kind words in regards to this podcast, which has been going for over 15 years now. It started as a few recordings every now and then, inspired by a very kind client who said that they wanted to hear more of what I had to say. Over the years, the podcasts have covered many topics, as many as I'm inspired to keep talking about, as many that I'm given guidance to speak about or that I'm asked to speak about. It's just my opinion. It's just one individual's opinion. I'm a healer and a teacher. I'm trained in Reiki and shamanism and different forms of spirituality and healing. I share and have shared very openly my life's journey with this work. I've had many ups and downs, good times and bad times, health and sickness, as many of you who are close to the podcast will know. Over the years, I have steadfastly refrained from doing collaborations with others on the podcasts and advertising. And this shall remain the case. There will never be an AI that will be recording these podcasts, and I will not be interrupting a podcast with some twinkly music to get someone to sell you something so I can make some money. I also don't do collaborations or interviews or have guest speakers on, because you never know what energy you're engaging with. And even though in that given moment the energy may feel great, in years to come, as we often see, other things are revealed. So this is a sacred space. This is a safe space, and the energy remains uniquely my own and what I am connected to and the work that I choose to share. And it's going to have its resonance with some, and it's going to trigger and annoy others. There's many that have tried to emulate these podcasts. There's many that have copied my work. I never copyrighted it. I probably should have. However, it's not work that can be copyrighted, because it comes direct from source, and therefore it's unique to each individual who comes to see me. This is one of the things that those that seek to steal from me and steal ideas have never really understood. There isn't a template for how I work. It's individual to each individual who comes to me. It is bespoke in that way. It is spirit moving through me. And I'm blessed to be able to be that channel, as demanding as that channel can be at times when you are a human just trying to live your life in the world. So just a few moments just to say thank you. For those that are new to the channel, I'm a healer and a teacher, and you can find out more about the work that I offer on the website sacredspacehealing.org. Things are changing a lot these days. It's all about content. There's so much content, we're sort of bloated and overstimulated with content, but we never feel satiated. We're always hungry, we're always craving more. And also, there's a lot to do with ratings and how many likes you get and algorithms. There's a lot that is at play. A lot of accounts are getting suppressed. A lot of voices are getting suppressed. I simply have faith that those that need to hear what I have to say, those that will be assisted by what I have to say, will find this podcast somehow in some way. And so if you find yourself here today, welcome and thank you. And if you're revisiting, then hello again. So today's discourse asks the question, why can't I make this happen? It's one of the main reasons that people often go to spirituality and to healing, is because there is something intractable they feel in their lives that they can't make happen. They can't make that relationship happen. They can't make their career happen in the way that they would like. They can't make that baby. They can't make the millions that they want to make. There's something that they feel that they are lacking. They're frustrated by the fact that they can't get this thing, this goal that they want more than anything, more than life itself. And they keep asking, why can't I do it? And when we ask that question, why, we start to search. Is it my environment? Is it my thinking? Is it my programming? Is it my childhood? Is it my wounds? Is it external influences? Is it witchcraft? Is it sorcery? Is it bad luck? Like, what is it? What is it? What is the reason why I can't make this happen? So if you are asking that question of yourself, why can't I make this happen? Then the question to ask is, there are a few questions to ask, but let's start with the first one. What is it that you want to make happen? What is it that you want to bring into your life? And when you have it in your life, what is it that you will have that you don't have right now? So if you want a new relationship, you want romance, you want love, and you can't make it happen, what is it that you want to experience that you're not experiencing right now in this given moment? Well, presumably, in the example of a relationship, you want to feel connection, you want to feel loved, you want to feel valued, you want to feel a sense of fun, excitement, you want to feel sexy, you want to feel attractive. Those are all valid things to want to feel. But why can you not start feeling them right now? Or how else can you start experiencing that right now that isn't tied into a specific goal, which you feel that you can't make happen? You can use that line of reasoning for any goal. I want to make advances in my work. I want to be world famous, you say, as most people seem to say these days. Most people seem to want to be world famous these days. So you want to be world famous. Well, what is it that you will have when you have worldwide fame? Well, you will have power, supposedly. You'll feel powerful, you'll feel successful, you'll feel valued, you'll feel seen, you'll feel applauded, you'll feel respected, you'll feel attractive, you'll feel wanted. But why can you not get those things right now in your life? And if you could get those things right now in your life, what do you need to do on a very small scale? What one thing can you do today, tomorrow, that would help you to feel some, if not all, of those things? The other question to ask is, why are you so invested in this thing happening? What will life be like if it never happens? Can you imagine a life without that relationship, without worldwide fame, without millions in the bank, without that child, without that promotion at work? And if you can't imagine a life without this thing that you want, start to just touch into imagining a life without this thing that you want. Now, some people will say, if you do that, you'll never manifest it. To which I reply, the doing of this helps you to let go. Because we have a desire, we have a goal, we have a something that we want. But ultimately, in order for it to come into our lives, if it's ever going to come into our lives, is in the hands of a higher power. This is where modern spirituality has turned into witchcraft and dark worship, because it's this refusal to accept that some things may never happen. They may not be in our destiny. They may not be in the divine plan. And the only way to make them happen, therefore, is to step into the darkness, is to make it happen through darker means, because it's not part of the divine plan. So we look elsewhere to manipulate things. However, the divine plan may have something completely different in its consciousness for us. A belief in a divine plan demands that we have a belief in a higher power, in spirituality, in God's spirit universe. And it also demands that we have a belief that whatever this higher power is, wants the best for us. That it's not seeking to punish us or test us or destroy us, but it wants the best for us. And that's very hard to maintain as a belief, especially if we look at the world that we're currently in. How can we possibly maintain a belief that there is a higher power that wants the best for us when we see people being bombed to bits, when we see homes destroyed, when we see the homeless, when we see people die of incurable diseases and great suffering, when we see babies suffer, when we see children abused, when we see anyone abused, when we see animals abused? How can we possibly believe that there is a higher power that wants the best for us, that allows all this to happen? And then, of course, the counter argument to that is, but we have free will. So it isn't that God's spirit universe decreed that these things would happen, but man's free will created it. And then we ask the question, but did man's free will create cancer in a baby? Did man's free will create an incurable disease in a devout individual? And there are no specific answers to those questions. As I've said before, good things happen to bad people. Bad things happen to good people. You can live the most devout life. You can be the most clean living, the most spiritual yogi there ever is. And tomorrow, have awful things happen to you. God forbid. There can be no explanation for it. It's not karma. It's not that you did anything wrong. It just happened. And in that mess, the individual's power comes from trying to find a reason, a mission within that. And it can be argued this is a test. It can be argued that this is witchcraft. But we cannot know. And you can be one of the most awful people to have ever walked the planet. You can be selfish and cruel and vindictive and engage in all kinds of dark acts and yet be rewarded. And there's no answer for that. And we cannot guarantee that individuals like that necessarily get what's theirs, that they have an eternal hell waiting for them, or that they will come back as a dung beetle. Not to say that that's a bad thing, but you get the analogy. We can't know the answers to these questions. However, in order not to live our lives in abject misery, it's important that we find a way of operating in the world that gives us a bit of peace. So when we're attached to something and say, I can't survive, I won't live, I won't be happy unless this thing happens, we're giving ourselves a really miserable existence on this planet. And sometimes the things that we have to accept as may not happen are bitter pills to swallow. Why can't I make this thing happen? Why can't I have the relationship I want? Why can't I have the money I want, the success I want, the health I want, the house I want? And we look around at what we have and we know how lacking it is. We know that it doesn't make us happy. We know that it's not fulfilling us. And we're dissatisfied. And we want this other thing, but we can't make it happen, we feel. And we've tried everything. We've tried all our workshops and all our mantras and our fasting. We've tried it all and it's not working. Why can't I make this thing happen? And when we get to that 11th hour, the only thing that is going to give us any kind of peace is to let go and to say, not my will, but thy will, that I hand this over to a higher power. I can't see the bigger picture. I can't see why this isn't coming into my life right now. Maybe there is a reason. I can't know everything. I can't control everything. I can't make everything happen. So I hand it over and I surrender and I accept that perhaps this thing may never happen. And we can't know the bigger picture. We can't know that our desire for that promotion is based upon a certain individual being in a position of power in order to bestow that promotion on us. And that individual can't be in that position of power until they have sorted out their relationship, or until they have traveled to another part of the world, or until they have experienced an experience that will propel them onto the next phase of their life. We can't know the domino effect. And because free will is involved, there are so many people making so many different choices which have an impact on our happiness, on our lives. We see this in literature, we see this in cinema all the time. If only we'd caught that train, if only we'd jumped on that plane, if only we'd taken that phone call, or if only we hadn't. And a whole chain of events opens up. And we can't know, and we are going to make mistakes. And that's just the journey that we're on. And sometimes it's wonderful, and other times it's horrific. We can't pick and choose our endings and jump back and forth. Yes, there are many mystics, and there are many con artists who will talk about practices where you can jump timelines, where you can manifest what you want. But really, all that that involves is messing with the divine plan. That's why it's called sorcery. That's why it is a form of witchcraft. Because the more we do that, the more we mess with things, the more that has a domino effect on the rest of the world. And if we want to see why this way of operating doesn't work, we just have to look at the world that we're in right now. If we were in a truly spiritual, enlightened, love-filled, light-filled existence that we were promised by all our gurus and our spiritual teachers and our workshops and our retreats and our books and our audio classes and our meditations, we were promised this, we would be living in a form of heaven right now. But we're actually living in hell because we gave our power away and we manipulated timelines and we manipulated outcomes and we cast spells and we did all kinds of things rather than handing over, not my will, but thy will. Life is pretty simple. We can have goals and things that we want to achieve and we find a stillness and we have our practice. We have our daily practice, we have our prayer, we have our conversation with God, and we listen for guidance, apply for that job, make that phone call, let go of that person in your life. We listen for guidance, and we slowly follow that guidance, and it leads us somewhere. Very gently, it leads us somewhere. Now, it may lead us to the place that we didn't quite have in mind. You know, we asked for a new house and we wanted a chateau in the mountains somewhere and instead we were given a cottage by a lake. But maybe the cottage by the lake was better for us, better suited to us. Maybe it required less sacrifice from us. Maybe it allowed other opportunities to open up for us. We cannot know. We have become so grasping for very limited ideas and ideals of happiness that we are meddling with timelines. We are meddling with the divine plan. And we are hurtling, in so doing, we are hurtling towards our own destruction because we no longer care. As long as we have the money in the bank and we have the success and we have the relationship, and we have the patio, and we have the new tiles in the bathroom, and we have our needs met, we don't care what happens to the rest of the world. It doesn't affect us. It's not my problem, as I've talked about in another podcast. But it will be our problem one day, because everything has a knock-on effect. Our greed has a knock-on effect. The manipulation that we do to get the thing that we think that we want has a knock-on effect. And one day, it'll knock back on our door. It'll come full circle. In some way, in some form. The good that we put out doesn't always come back to us multiplied. We aren't always blessed. Sometimes we can put out and out and out good in the world and just get bad. And vice versa. However, the most important relationships that we will ever have are with God, Spirit, Universe, and ourselves. Now, how can you stand in front of your Maker, in front of your God, in front of Divine Source with any sense of integrity if all you've done is manipulate and hustle your way in the world to get the thing that you wanted? And how can you look at yourself in the mirror every day and look into your eyes knowing the depraved things that you might have done in order to get what you want? And we often forget it. We block it out, we put it to one side. But it will catch up with us. If not today, then on our deathbeds. When we do take an inventory, most people before they pass do a kind of inventory of their lives. Where did I do good? Where did I do bad? Where can I make amends? Not all have the luxury to do that because their life can be taken away very suddenly. But many do. They go through an inventory of their lives. But why are we doing that just at the end, when it's often too late to even make amends, when we die with regret in our hearts or fear or sadness, why don't we just live our lives better as better people and grasp less? So yes, I can't make this thing happen. Well, maybe you're not meant to make it happen. Maybe it's not meant for you right now. Maybe it's okay to not have it. Maybe there are other things in your life that are more important. What are you prepared to do in order to get this thing? Because if you are prepared to do anything to get that thing, then God have mercy on your soul. Because the things that you will do in order to get that thing are pretty worrying. And I've seen people do some pretty depraved things in order to get what they want, which is often success and money and power. And I wouldn't want to be with them. I wouldn't trade myself with them for the world, for all their success and all their money and all their notoriety. Thank God I didn't do the things that they did, the depraved things that they did, the spell casting that they did, the ugliness that they allowed themselves to become involved in. And it's so apparent, you can see it in their faces and in their eyes. And we are coming into a time, very slowly, when the truth is revealing itself. And the truth will be revealed in the eyes and the faces of those who have done whatever it takes to get what they want. Pretty soon, all the Botox and the makeup and the filters in the world won't be able to hide it. It'll be there, etched on people's faces. It'll be there in their eyes. And we will all see it and shun it. Do you want to be able to wake up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror and like what you see? Be okay with what you see. I don't mean beauty. I don't mean frown lines. I don't mean perfect skin. To look into your eyes, the windows to the soul, and say, yes, I am a good human. I'm a good being. I've done good in the world. Or do you want to look in the mirror and know that you have harmed others? For those who harm others always know that they have harmed others. They carry that shame with them, and it will get bigger and bigger and bigger until it eats them up. And let's hope it does eat them up. For there should be no sympathy and no forgiveness for those who are prepared to harm others in order to get the thing that they want. There should only be punishment for them. There should only be learning for them, not forgiveness. So, I can't get the thing that I want. How much do you want it? Why do you want it? What are you prepared to do to get it? And are you able to just let go and say, not my will, but thy will? I am okay if it doesn't happen. My life will be okay if I don't get that car, if I don't get that promotion, if I don't get that house. Something better will come along. Something better suited for me will come along. Something more fulfilling will come along. Something richer will come along. Because when we value that thing more than our integrity, more than our connection with God, Spirit, Universe, what we're really saying is that we value ourselves very little. We don't think that we are the greatest prize. We don't think that we are worth anything without that thing. And really, these things of the world are passing and illusory, and they're nice. They're nice little trinkets. They're nice diversions. But they're not the bigger story. Atheists would say, when we die, we die. So you might as well enjoy this life as much as you can, because when you're gone, you're gone, and you're food for worms. And if you believe that, then I guess there's nothing holding you back from doing whatever it takes to get what you want. But if you believe that there is a higher power, and if you believe that there is another place that we go to when we pass on, that this world is just a stage a part of the journey, we can't know what lies beyond it, but there is something else beyond it, then surely you want to be building a life for yourself beyond this world, for when this world ends and your time in this world ends, because you won't live forever. And this is why we find that often those that have done whatever it takes to get what they want to live forever, because they're terrified of what's going to happen on the other side. Food for thought. The website is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. Until the next time.